We have all been one from one time or the other, a borrower. Even the light-fingered Shakespeare himself plucked the plots of Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, and Macbeth, and many of his plays, from history or earlier literary manuscripts. Why not? Our own language is peppered with words lifted from other languages and cultures. We are all word thieves, according to Aaron Barrett and Jack Mingo, who once wrote a column syndicated in our own Star News. From the Dutch, we get coleslaw. Not cold, or coal, as in Nat King or Old King Cole. But the Dutch word for salad is koosla, also meaning cabbage. And snoep comes from the word meaning secretly eating sweets, the Dutch snoepen. The aardvark means earth pig, which the Dutch called anything remotely resembling a pig. We must regard the African animal as strange, as he is himself, and so it remains aardvark. Bos comes from the Dutch bas, meaning master. You may want to remember that when you hiss bas behind his or her back. The more romantic French have contributed some lovely sounds for disturbing words. Barrage, which en français means curtain of fire, a World War term, and from the same war, camouflage, from camoufleur, meaning disguise. And mirror, from the old French, miroir, to look at or to wonder at. Samuel Pepys first recorded in his 1666 diary the word pimp, from the French, pimpant. Even the French can make the unsavory sound glamorous. The translation of that word speaks seductively. Lively Spanish words enter the English language to give us a bit of spice. Tornada is a truncated word from tronada, meaning thunderstorm. Mosquito is little fly in Spanish, but our needle-nosed friend is a bit more bloodthirsty than a fly. And the delightful-sounding cucaracha is the Spanish word for cockroach, or as we say euphemistically in the Low Country, water bug. From Africa, some of our most fanciful words, familiar in the South. Tote, from West Congo's tuta, meaning carry. Or gumbo, from kimgombo, which in Bantu means okra, or more generally today, stew with okra. The Bantu tribe also gives us goober, another name for peanut. The Wolof dialect of Africa named a tiny bug chigga, which means any biting insect. Around here, we refer to them as red bugs or noceums. From the Yiddish, we have mazel tov, congratulations, or shalom, for peace, or the great toast, l'chaim, to life. And so we raise a glass to the texture, joy, and energy these borrowed words bring to our language, rich with voices and words from our American melting pot.